The region's political leaders have signed a memorandum of understanding. The document says the Midwest states and Chicago will coordinate their applications for several billion dollars in federal funding to establish a high-speed rail network in the Midwest. Governor Jim Doyle says the agreement is significant.
Because the last thing we wanted would have been for the Midwest states to go in independently, competing with each other for the stimulus money. Now we go in together, we go in with an agreement. The agreement lists the three priority projects that include the Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison. And so we avoid what could have been really harmful to us, to have us fighting with one another.
The agreement does not name the Midwest Rail Czar suggested by U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, but there will be a multi-state steering committee with a new state leader taking over as chairperson every year. The agreement comes amid ongoing uncertainty about the projected ridership and concern about possible cost of the faster trains. But Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the spending would pay off.
The skeptics will say, what are you doing spending money? Come on, this is a tough time. This economy is going through a rough period. And the obvious answer is, America is going to come back. This economy is going to come back. And when it comes back, it will come back with the infrastructure built for the 21st century.
Federal officials will choose from many competing rail proposals from around the U.S. and may make a decision by the end of this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.